Jack stood there, streaming with sweat, streaked with brown earth, stained by all the vicissitudes of a day's hunting. Swearing, he turned off the trail and pushed his way through until the forest opened a little, and instead of bald trunks supporting a dark roof, there were light grey trunks and crowns of feathery palm. Beyond these was the glitter of the sea, and he could hear voices. Ralph was standing by a contraption of palm trunks and leaves, a rude shelter that faced the lagoon and seemed very near to falling down. He did not notice when Jack spoke. "Got any water?" Ralph looked up, frowning from the complication of leaves. He did not notice Jack even when he saw him. "I said, have you got any water? I'm thirsty." Ralph withdrew his attention from the shelter and realized Jack with a start. "Oh, hello. Water. There by the tree. Ought to be some left." Jack took up a coconut shell that brimmed with fresh water from among a group that were arranged in the shade, and drank. The water splashed over his chin and neck and chest. He breathed noisily when he had finished. "Needed that." Simon spoke from inside the shelter. "Up a bit." Ralph turned to the shelter and lifted a branch with a whole tiling of leaves. The leaves came apart and fluttered down. Simon's contrite face appeared in the hole. "Sorry." Ralph surveyed the wreck with distaste. "Never get it done." He flung himself down at Jack's feet. Simon remained looking out of the hole in the shelter. Once down, Ralph explained, "Been working for days now. And look." Two shelters were in position, but shaky. This one was a ruin. "And they keep running off. You remember the meeting? How everyone was going to work hard until the shelters were finished?"
"Except me and my hunters."
"Except the hunters. Well, the Littlans are..." He gesticulated, sought for a word. "They're hopeless. The older ones aren't much better. Do you see? All day I've been working with Simon, no one else. They're off bathing or eating or playing." Simon poked his head out carefully. "Your chief, you tell him off." Ralph lay flat and looked up at the palm trees and the sky. "Meetings. Don't we love meetings? Every day, twice a day, we talk." He got on one elbow. "I bet if I blew the conch this minute they'd come running. Then we'd be, you know, very solemn, and someone would say we ought to build a jet or a submarine or a TV set. When the meeting was over, they work for 5 minutes, then wander off or go hunting." Jack flushed.
"We want meat."
"Well, we haven't got any yet, and we want shelters. Besides, the rest of your hunters came back hours ago. They've been swimming."
"I went on," said Jack. "I let them go. I had to go on.
He tried to convey the compulsion to track down and kill that was swallowing him up.
"I went on. I thought, by myself..."
The madness came into his eyes again.
"I thought I might kill."
"But you didn't."
"I thought I might."
Some hidden passion vibrated in Ralph's voice. "But you haven't yet." His invitation might have passed as casual were it not for the undertone. "You wouldn't care to help with the shelters, I suppose?"
"We want meat."
"And we don't get it." Now the antagonism was audible.
"But I shall, next time. I've got to get a barb on this spear. We wounded a pig and the spear fell out. If we could only make barbs..."
"We need shelters." Suddenly Jack shouted in rage.
"Are you accusing..."
"All I'm saying is we've worked dashed hard. That's all." They were both red in the face and found looking at each other difficult. Ralph rolled on his stomach and began to play with the grass.
"If it rains like when we dropped in, we'll need shelters all right. And then another thing, we need shelters because of the..."
He paused for a moment, and they both pushed their anger away. Then he went on with the safe, changed subject.
"You've noticed, haven't you?"
Jack put down his spear and squatted.
"Noticed what?"
"Well, they're frightened." He rolled over and peered into Jack's fierce, dirty face. "I mean the way things are.
They dream. You can hear 'em. Have you been awake at night? Jack shook his head. They talk and scream, the little ones. Even some of the others. As if it wasn't a good island. Astonished at the interruption, they looked up at Simon's serious face. As if, said Simon, the beastie or the snake thing was real. Remember? The two older boys flinched when they heard the shameful syllable. Snakes were not mentioned now, were not mentionable. As if this wasn't a good island, said Ralph slowly. Yes, that's right. Jack sat up and stretched out his legs. They're batty. Crackers. Remember when we went exploring? They grinned at each other, remembering the glamour of the first day. Ralph went on, so we need shelters as a sort of home. That's right. Jack drew up his legs, clasped his knees, and frowned in an effort to attain clarity. All the same, in the forest, I mean, when you're hunting, not when you're getting fruit, of course, but when you're on your own. He paused for a moment, not sure if Ralph would take him seriously. Go on. If you're hunting, sometimes you catch yourself feeling as if... He flushed suddenly. There's nothing in it, of course, just a feeling. But you can feel as if you're not hunting, but being hunted. As if something's behind you all the time, in the jungle.